Well, our uncle was a good guy, Uncle Rube Nail. Loved him to death, bless his heart. He passed away a while back. He used to make his own moonshine, and we always knew that Uncle Rube Nail made his own moonshine because he'd feed it to his rabbits, and they'd come over and whoop our rabbit dogs. You know, they got in that stuff pretty thick. Sad situation, my friends. First, he beat off his ingrown toenail, the ball-peen hammer. Give me a drink of it, and I tried to do it myself, and didn't work out too good. I'm telling you, folks, I hit every toe but the one that had an ingrown toenail. Then that day happened where he was making up a big batch of his homemade shine, and, well, he tripped and fell in it. And it was a sad situation. I kept trying to pull him out, and he kept fighting me off. Drank half of it before it got a hold of him. Finally put him down. He asked the whole family to do one last wish, and that was to tell about his time in the service and follow out his last request. Folks, I'm telling you, that man was an amazing man back in Vietnam. He flew 13 missions. Flew 13 missions without a helicopter, airplane, parachute, or nothing. See, what happened is he got him one of them ham hocks, a hammock, and he was going to sleep in it that night, and he tied it to these two trees. Well, the two trees were them sapling trees, you know. They're kind of still green, and he tied them on there, and he was kind of like the rest of my family, a little bit Crisco, you know, fat in the can. And he flopped down in that hammock one time, and them branches bent in, and then whoosh, they bent right back out, flipped him like a rock out of a slingshot. Went 90 mile an hour right over the hill, Unchawa Pinkachang. That's about 3.5 miles from Wachichiki, Wachanya. Threw him right over there, but he told me he didn't remember much. He was on pot at the time. And no, not marijuana. He was on pot a lot. That chip beef used to tear up his digestive tract real bad. He was on pot about 3 days that week. But his last request was to be cremated. And we cremated him right there at the house. We laid him out in all of his splendored clothes and stuff and put some twigs around him, just pitched a match. And where he'd fell into his own steel and drowned to death, he burnt for 13 days, people.